Okay. So the Gemara said yesterday, so again, we had a question from the Braisa that we brought on Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba suggested that there is no Shaila of whether it's Bishalo or Bishalolam. Obviously, it's Bishalo. That's the most simple pshat in the Pasuk. However, we bring the Braisa, and as the Gemara says on the two lines from the top on Daf Ches, that in a case where you only have Bainanis and Ziburis, so then we say that the Nizak and the Balchov collect from Bainanis, and the Isha collects from Ziburis. So says the Gemara, if it's true, the E Amrit Bishelo ain't Shamin, if it's true that the determination of what is called Idis depends on the man's his own personal property, Teyasa Bainanis Shelo ki Idis, then the Bainanis should automatically be considered Idis, and if the Bainanis should equal Idis, right? Automatically, because if it's Bishalo, then we look at the best yes. So then the Bainanis is Idis. And if the Bainanis is Idis, then only the Nizak should collect from the Idis, and the Isha and the Bafo collect from the Ziburis. Elamai, from the fact that the Brisa says not that way, but instead the Brisa says that the Nizak and the Bafo collect from Bainanis, and only the Isha collects from Ziboris, it must be that it is Bishalolam and not Shelo. Then the Gemara says, again, not strong Kasha. No, then the Gemara supports it. Then the Gemara says, Now, it's the next part. The Gemara says, Hacha b'maya skinan, what are we dealing with here? Kigon shehaiselo idis umbachra. So at this point, the Gemara, you're right, wants to preserve Rabbi Abba, and say that really we can say that it is talking about bishelo, and there is a difference between the difference in this case. This case is not just what it says on the surface. There's an extra detail that we were not aware of, and that detail is that he had a piece of Idis. When did he have a piece of Idis?
At the time of the loan.
As it says up here, right? At the time of the loan. What difference does it make if he had at the time of the loan? So that's what we were explaining at length yesterday. That there's a concept of shibudim. There's a concept of a lien being created at the time of the obligation it sets in. Therefore, if at the moment when he lends him the money, there is a piece of Idis here, so which piece of land is the lien of the Balchov now chal on? Where does it realize itself? On the Bainanis. So now, even though it's Machra, even though this piece of Idis is sold, and if it's sold, it doesn't exist anymore. And then we would say, oh, but if it's Shelo, doesn't the Bainanis turn into Idis? No. It does not when it comes to this Balchov. Because when it comes to this Balchov, he already had a relationship, a monetary connection to this piece of Bainanis from when the loan actually took place. So yes, the Nezikin will collect from there, actually probably as Idis. Because for him, as long as it took place late, as long as the damage happened later, that's Shelo, it's the best he has. But the Balchov will still collect from this piece of Bainanis because we're talking about a case of Machra. Okay, and that's what we spent most of the time yesterday talking about, the concept of Shibudim and what exactly that means. So now moving forward, so the Gemara says, and this is the part which is going to be important, V'chista also says, Kigon Shai Slavi Desu Machra. Now we're also talking about a case when he had Idis and he sold it. Yes?
Can you respond to it before we do the Gemara itself? But like, why then shouldn't the Braisa have spelled it out? I'm saying, like, it didn't have any iota of that. could have said like he had it, he sold it.
Yeah.
So how do we know that that's the case it's talking about?
Oh, so the Gemara is going to say that right now. Hachinami mistabra. It makes sense to make such a distinction. That's what's bothering the Gemara. Meaning, why didn't the Gemara just stop and say what it says? Why is the Gemara continuing? So the Gemara is trying to show that it's not just that this is a okimta, this is just a setup that makes sense, but rather there's a logical reason to say that this is the case. So that's exactly the next step of the Gemara.
You can't just make something work just because you want it to.
Exactly. The Gemara is going to say why it makes sense.
I'm saying in Megillah, it's like we have a Braisa and a Mishnah of Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda, and it's like, oh, just because it contradicts it, you're going to assign it to someone else's name?
Right.
You can't do that.
Okay, that's a little bit worse than this, but yeah, similar
same
concept.
You can't just do that.
So Hakinami Mistabris, it says the Gemara, this also makes sense to make this distinction. Why? And now we've got a hold cup. Midika Sani Achriti, because we have another Braisa. And that Braisa says that Beinanis Viziburis, Nizakin Bebeinanis, Bachlo Buksubas Isha Viziburis. So now we have what on the surface seems to be the exact same case, but two times. Right? We're going to have.
One second.
Yes, that is correct. Let's just make sure it's clear for everybody. So we have Beinanis and Ziburis. And we have Beinanis and Ziburis. So our Braisa, right? We can call it Zion of Abayz, right? The Braisa at the bottom of Zion of Abayz says what? That if you have Beinanis and Ziburis, Nizakin Ubalchov, the Beinanis. Right? Nizakin and Balchov get Beinanis, and Isha gets the Ziburis. We have another Braisa, right? The Braisa that's quoting now on Chesam and Aleph is the exact same case. Two pieces of land, Beinanis and Ziburis. But this Braisa says, Beinanis is Nizaki and Beinanis, Bachlo, Buxubas, Isha,
Biziburis.
This one says,
oh, you didn't spell it out. I was going to write Aleph and then Aleph.
Oh, sorry. Just thought it would be simpler. For those who need a key, Aleph equals Isha, Beza, Yichas is Bachlo, and Nun is Nizikin.
No.
No, visually it just makes more sense.
This makes sense. This is what we have. So we have. So write it up a piece of paper for yourself. You can follow along. Says the Gemara like this. We now have two Braises, and we have a contradiction, right? We have a contradiction between the two Braises. We don't want to have a contradiction between Braises, so something has to give. Either it has to be...
Can they disagree?
If we have an explanation that they disagree.
I'm saying it's 2 to 9.
Okay.
Two to 9 can disagree.
About what?
Something.
So we have to figure out what that something is.
So I'm saying, it's not... The fact that there is a contradiction is not a problem.
It has to be explained.
You just have to explain it.
Correct.
But it's okay to disagree, that's what I'm saying.
100%. But you have to have an explanation. Meaning, if Rabbi Abba wants to claim that your suffix is illogical, it's illogical because it only makes sense to say shalom, so then we can't say that there's a machlokas about shalom or shalom. He's not going to want to say that. Right? He's going to want to come up with a different solution. So again, you're right. And which is why there are going to be three or four answers to the Gemara in order to explain the differences in the braisos. But we have to have an explanation. So we have a stira here between the braisos. The Gemara says, I'll give you an easy explanation. Says the Gemara, what's the distinction between the two? Kashi and Hadadi. El Olav. The Gemara suggests it must be Shma Mino, Kansha Haislo Idus Umachra. Kansha Lo Haislo Idus Umachra.
So the first answer that the Gemara gives in order to explain the stira.
But they're both shalom, that's the whole point.
At this point, they're both shalom, correct. But what is the answer? That the case on Zion Mabez is talking about.
You have it in the beginning, then you sold it after.
When you. Right? Zion Mabez is. Right, Haisolo Machra. And the case, Ankasim and Aleph, right? Lo Haisolo. Okay, so now we have an explanation of what the Braisos mean. And B is that we have supported and we have an answer
to the Gemara's original question on Rabbi Abba, right? So you have to always keep track of what is the Gemara trying to do right now. So again, the Gemara brought this all in as the Eisvei, to answer the Eisvei on Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba claimed it has to be Bishalo. We asked the question that the Braisa here, which again, the Braisa over here, seems like it's Bishal Olam, because that's the simplest interpretation of why the Baal Chov gets from Beimonis, and we don't upgrade it to Iddis. Says the Gemara, no, it's talking about a specific circumstance of Haisalo Umachra. So that is the first answer to this stira between these two braisos. Yes?
So the reason we can safely say that Haisalo Umachra would be the case for Zion Ubed is because we have another braiso which contradicts it, and this is the answer for that contradiction.
That's the whole proof. Again, I don't know if I could call it a proof. Again, it's a support. Yeah, it's logical to say.
It's because it helps solve another contradiction.
Exactly. This logic seems to be out there already. It seems to be a way of explaining another problem that we have there. For Hachinami Mistabra is usually not an ironclad raya, but it's a support. It makes sense. So it's logical to say that the Bryce over here is talking about Haislo Machra, because we have to say that the Bryce over here is talking about Haislo Machra in order to explain another problem that we have of a contradiction between Bryce.
This is obviously now, meaning, I think at this point, even the Gemara, it's the more obvious answer is that Shalom. Because to say that it's Shalom in this case, because you have to say it's a whole other case.
I don't understand what the answer is. What are you going to give me an answer?
No, I'm just responding to this and saying that this is Mistabra, like you said, but it's right. It's probably more Mistabra to say that the case, but given what the Bryce gave us about the case, it's a regular case. To say that it's this whole thing where you had it in the beginning and you sold it, that's a little bit of a stretch.
Right?
So this whole answer, it's Mistabra.
This is what Rabbi Abba would respond.
That's a Pasha. That's a Pasha, this answer.
To Rabbi Abba, this answer is Pasha. Again, Rabbi Abba thinks that their Bishal Olam is not an option.
Even though it's the more service logical thing.
Yeah, he thinks it's against the Pasuk. He thinks like you. Right? Meitav Sadeu told us that it's Bishal Mazik, it's Bishal Olam. That's the simple part of the Pasuk. So I have to make a Bryce and not be as perfect. Okay, I'd rather make a Bryce and be a little less perfect than a Pasuk. That's where the Gemara is coming from. At this point, yes.
Now we're standing Shalom.
At this point, right? At this point, we can still entertain that the only opinion, and Rabbi Abba would claim the only opinion that really exists is Bishalom. Yes. Okay. Now says the Gemara like this. Now we really have to.
I love it. It's so convoluted.
Hold on. It's not convoluted. You have to pay attention. V'i bayis ema. What does ibayis ema always mean?
It's going to suggest we get to reject.
Another answer. Another answer.
It gets rejected usually.
Doesn't always get rejected, no. Again, if we need multiple answers, that usually means there's a weakness, because otherwise why did the Gemara just go with one? But it's not necessarily rejected out of hand. What is the Gemara bringing another answer to?
Yeah. Why it's Olam and not Shalom. It's going against what we just said. It's bringing back to the world of the Olam again.
What question is the Gemara... Anybody saying that means another answer to a question. What question is the Gemara trying to
solve the contradiction of the Braisa?
The contradiction.
Without having to say Shalom.
That's the contradiction. No. The contradiction. All the Gemara is trying... That might be a byproduct of solving the contradiction.
But it's not...
All the Gemara is trying... What?
It's not a contradiction.
These two Braisas on the surface, Kasha Nahadadi. That's what the Gemara said. The Gemara said, if you look at these two Braisas, Kasha Nahadadi. They are problematic. On the surface, they are contradictory. We have one answer of Haisalo Machra versus Lo Machra, which is an answer to the contradiction. What happens with Shalom or not with Shalom will be a byproduct of how you answer the question. But that's not the goal.
It'll have to be a byproduct.
Okay, but that's not the goal. Ibayis Eim has an answer to a question. The question that is being addressed is the contradiction in the Braisos. So now the Gemara says, Ibayis Eim, alternatively I can say, not this answer, not Haisalo Machra, but something else. What is the answer? So says the Gemara. V'ibayisema.
Are you going to add that gerson or no?
V'ibayisema. Give me a second. Idi v'idi. Idi v'idi shelo haiselo idis umachra. Idi v'idi is this one and that one.
Those two things.
Two brachos, good. Shelo haisu l'ridis u'mofar. It's not talking about a case where you had idis and sold it. V'lo kasha. There is no contradiction. Ha d'shavya beninis shelo k'idis d'alma. V'kan d'lo shavya beninis shelo k'idis d'alma. What is the answer to the question? The answer to the question is in one case, Beninis, sorry, Shalo
is equivalent to
equals
Idis Shalom.
Idis, right? Shalom. And in one case, Beninis Shalo does not equal Idis. So, it is Shalom. That's all the Gemara has said. Now we need to figure out how did that answer the question, right? So which Braisa is which, and how does this answer the question? Again, this is what we're trying to explain. This distinction is going to explain this contradiction between Zayin Amud Beis and Ches Amud Aleph. So what is this? So Rashi tells us right away, V'idi shelo haisolo idis, u'dekule alma v'shel olam ein shamen. He says this answer is going to assume that according to both Braisos, we are assessing it v'shel olam, which means that at the point of resolving the contradiction, in terms of what this will mean, is if this works to resolve the contradiction, we are still going to be left with the question on Rabbi Abba. Right? Okay?
Why do Rashi have to say it? Oh. Shalom, it seems very clear for the Gemara.
Why do Rashi have to say this?
Yeah, it seems very clear for the Gemara.
I don't think that's true at all.
It says,
I'm not saying, again, Rashi is correct. That is this so obvious that nobody could have misread it? I don't think so.
It literally says each one's based on Shalolam. Idis Shalolam. Idis Shalolam.
Okay. I don't really answer that.
That's not true.
It wasn't obvious to me when I first read the Gemara. I was very happy that Rashi pointed it out to me.
I was happy to make it more sensitive, but
okay,
I was
right. So that's what Rashi does. Rashi makes it to make our lives easier.
You're just spelling it out, I guess, more?
That's what Rashi always does.
He always
spells out what you get as you're looking at the Gemara. You're hesitating and trying to figure out what it is. For Rashi to say that if Rashi would have said here, we're talking about a case where Beinus Shalo equals Idis Shalom, so that's repetitive. That's exactly what the Gemara says. But for Rashi to take a step back and say, okay, now when you're looking at this, realize that we shifted. Why is Rashi telling it to us? The real reason that Rashi probably had told us is because if you're looking at this Gemara, you're trying to figure out what the heck just happened. Because it's very rare in a Gemara that in an Ibayis Ema,
which is,
takes such a major turn without warning us. Often it tells us what the sodas that changed. Here, everything changed. We went from trying to justify Shalom, and we made a complete about face. It is not, and again, the Tosa Rush mentions that in one place, Oz Neshita, and it's not really the derech of the Gemara to be so extreme in its turn. So again, I'm not bothered by Rashi telling it to us. Rashi made our lives simpler. So what is it saying? Now, both of these brisos, he said, Dekule Alma, both brisos are talking about assuming that you hold Bishel Olam. One brisa says that we're talking about a case where his Beinonis equals the Idis of the Olam.
Yeah.
How do you know?
Because when your Beinonis is equal to Idis, that means you can interchange it for Beinonis for Idis. And if you have Idis, Bachol never gets Idis. That's
very good, right? Okay. Both you guys right on track. This Braisa now must be, and again it's a little confusing, the Gemara reversed it, but this Braisa on Ches Amud Aleph is talking about a case when the idis of the, I'm sorry, the Beinonis, this piece of Beinonis equals idis de alma, and we figure out idis based on the Olam, and therefore this Beinonis is Idis. If it's Idis, then only the Nizak gets from it. When you have a case, right? You have it left there? No. But we know from the earlier in the Brisa that when you have Idis and Ziboris, the Bachlov gets from?
Ziboris.
That's exactly what happens here. So this case, so again, this is talking about, and again, according to this answer, we're doing it, it's going to be Mishael. This answer assumed that it was Shiloh. And this Brisa, oh, so what about the Brisa on Zion of Bays? The Brisa on Zion of Bays is talking about a case where the Beinus does not equal the Idis of the Olam. Is it worth more or is it worth less? It's worth?
Less.
What?
Less.
Very good, right? So not only is it not equal, but this Beinus, how do you know? It must be less than Idis. How do you know that it's less and not more?
It's not equal to, it's less. Beinus is less than Idis. There's a standard.
His Beinus.
There's a worldly standard.
His Beinus. Good. Meaning, Idis doesn't have a cap. There's no ceiling. The Chiddush of Idis Shel Olam is that if you have multiple pieces of Idis that all qualify for the Idis category, then you can pay even for the lowest one. If it was Shiloh, you'd always have to pay from your highest form of Idis. But if you have three pieces of land, if you hold Shilolam, and you have three pieces of land that all qualify as Idis Shilolam, then you would be able to pay even from the cheapest of that one. Versus if you held Shiloh, you'd have to pay from the highest level of the Idis Shilolam. Good? Oh, excellent. Excellent. So again, yeah.
I know that we spoke about this the other day, but if you want to just quickly, I just don't have clarity, and I don't know if anyone else. We went through the Brisa, like, I don't understand. Just the fact that you have different situations where it's not one or the other extreme, by definition, that shouldn't it tell us that it has to be Olam? Because if it's Shalom, you would always have the extreme, right? There's no concept of bananas. I know we spoke about this, I just didn't get it. You said something about characterization of it.
I'll try to say it once more, and then if not, we can talk about it afterwards, because I don't want to confuse things by going off. What we explained was, and this is based on the Shita Mikubetzes, was that everybody agrees that there are objective categories. Idis, Beinus, and Ziboris are categories. The question is, when the Torah says, Meitav Sadeh Yishalem, are they talking about those categories that we know and love? Or is the Torah being Mechadesh, that specifically in the wonderful world of Nezikin, you have to pay Shalom, even when we know Shalom categories exist. Therefore, the fact that the Brisa will just refer to them as whatever their category is, it does not inherently prove anything to us. Because the Brisa might just be referring to it as whatever the category is normally known as. In the case where it impacts the Halacha, which is this case, where if you refer to it as Beinonis,
well, kind of
and it's that's what?
They're all halachically based. In each case, it tells you who gets what, right? Meaning when it says Balfo of the Beinonis, so
but there's no halacha.
Beinonis mamish,
right? But there's no difference.
Of course, what does that mean? If there's a situation where you have Beinonis Ziboris, when you say someone gets Beinonis, what does that mean? Does that mean Shalom Beinonis? Does that mean my? Well, you can't have
first. So let's leave it. Again, it's not going to get clearer than that today.
Saying there's enough comedian in all the cases.
I don't think that's true. The Gemara only brings one. Could you bring this kasha of the Gemara? Kasani may see it from any other case halachically. Not categorically, halachically. If you can, then you're right. But if not, then you'll see this is the only case where if you switch, that there's a raya, that it must be Bishop Olam and not Shalom.
I don't know, it's a complicated thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why is it still
Mishnah?
Why is it
applied
to the
Brisa
of
Zion? Because look, if this Beinonis, if we're holding Bishal Olam, and this Beinonis does not equal the Idis, then this Beinonis is Beinonis. So what's the halacha if I only have Beinonis and Ziboris? So what should then Ezekiel be able to collect from?
Beinonis.
Because it's the best he has. And he doesn't have anything in his category. What should the Bachlo collect from? Beinonis, because that's what he's entitled to.
The rice is Ziboris.
Fine. And then the Ziboris over here is for the Isha.
So when it's equal,
When it's equal, if you hold the shel olam, so then that raises the veininess and turns it into iddis. So then if it's iddis, a baal chov is never upgraded to iddis. The baal chov, if there's iddis and ziboris, is downgraded, and he only gets ziboris. Yes?
So this first answer was Rabbi Abba, and he says the shel olam.
Again, I'm not going to say it was Rabbi Abba. It was the Gemara answering the question on behalf of Rabbi Abba. But yes, the first answer would preserve Rabbi Abba's assertion that there is no two sides about it. You can't say shalom versus shalom. Everybody holds shalom. The second one completely would reject Rabbi Abba and seem to take sides, unless you could prove from somewhere else that there's another Tana that holds shalom, and would say that the exact opposite extreme that has shalom. And then we'll have other answers that go in other directions. Oh, now says Tosfos like this. Look at Tosfos. Says Tosfos, Sofi Garcia, Idi the Idi Vishalo, I solo Idis Umakra. Hadashabi Bain is Didekid is Amat Loshabi. Again, in terms of all the important factors of the Girsa, Tosfos assumes like Rashi. It's the same Girsa. Again, Ryan pointed out, it doesn't say the words Lokasha, but that's now we're zeroing in on it. Those words are either implied or made explicit. That's not what's significant. So now, Tosfos is commenting on this exact same thing that we just said over here. It says Tosfos like this. This that we just said, that idi v'idi, this and that, both Zayinim and Beis and Chesam and Aleph are talking about shelo ha'isul of idis umafra, that he did not have idis that he sold. Lo boy lemeimar de tarvayu mar shelo ayalo klal. Says Tosfos, we cannot be saying that none of them ever had idis. Why not?
Because it becomes idis.
Tosfos says, very simply, Tosfos says, de'im kein, if that's true, Havu de Mayri de Shavya Bain is the Deki Idis de Alma. In the case of the Brisa on Chesam and Aleph, where we said that his personal Bainanis equals the Idis of the rest of the world, am I correlate Bainanis? Why are we referring to it in the Brisa as Bainanis? It's not his personal Bainanis, because if we're doing it on a personal level, the only way it could be Bainanis is if he has a better piece of land. And if we're going to say B'shel Olam, it's also not Bainanis, because the rest of the world, he just said it's Idis. So if in this case over here, we're going to claim that Lo Haisalu Idis Umachra, it never doesn't have any Idis, the Braisa makes no sense. What grounds does the Braisa have to refer to this piece of land that is not personally Idis, nor that is not personally Bainanis, nor is it on the level of Bishal Olam Bainanis? Why are we referring to it as Bainanis?
So that's what he's asking?
That's what he's asking, because the Braisa makes no sense. The Braisa makes no sense.
What's going on right now?
What's going on over here? Here, I'll try one more time. Ready? Again.
Why does it make any sense of
this? This Braisa, again, what is it? So yeah, this Braisa over here says that the man has two pieces of land. A Bainanis piece of land and Zibora's piece of land. We just explained, the Gemara just explained, that this piece of Bainanis land is equal to the world's Idis. To the world's Idis. And therefore, since we assess based on the world, therefore only the Nezikin collects from this Bainanis. Yes?
Which one is Idis?
What?
Which one is Idis? Idis.
Idis technically. That's what Tosfos is asking. One second. Slow. So this piece of Bainanis land has the value of Idis. Yes, the Zan has the value of Idis.
Yeah.
And therefore it only collects from this. So says Tosfos, I don't understand. If you're going to learn that lo haisa lo umachra, like the Gemara said, he didn't have land and sell it, if that means that he never has had any idis, so why on earth are we calling this land Bainanis? What's Bainanis about it? If you look at his personal lands, it's his idis. It's his best. He only has two, and this is the better one. And if you're going to say, oh, well, we'll look at the lands of the rest of the world, we just said that in terms of the rest of the world's land, it's also Ibbis.
So what does it mean, Ibbis?
So why does the price of coal Ibbis? According to no sign, is it Ibbis?
You must have had land.
Oh, what? Such an obvious question. Says Tosos. Good. Again, inside. Lo boy there can't mean, Tosos says, when it says lo haiso lo vidus umafa, can't mean shelo hayo lo klal, that he never had at all. De im kain, if so, ahu demari de shabi beinus de dek vidus de alma, that in the case of the, again, the one on Chesem and Aleph, when we say that his beinus equals the regular vidus, Amai korile beinus, why is it calling it beinus? According to neither calculation, is this piece of land beinus. Ella, rather, says Tosfos, Hachi k'amar. This is what the Gemara means. This is what the Gemara means. Idi ve'idi, shelo haisolo idis umachra. Idi ve'idi, let's see the words in front of us to make sure that we can understand what Tosfos is saying, because Tosfos is just way smarter than us.
Yeah.
Says Tosfos, again, the words that we need to understand right now is idi v'idi shelo haisolo idis umachra. This is the statement that the Gemara said. So we took this at face value, and we said that means that he never had any idis and sold it. Says Tosfos, that's not the pshat. That can't be the pshat. Tosfos, though, when you see it, if you look very carefully at the words of Tosfos recognizes that what he's about to say, although you have to say it, is not the simplest pshat, because the next word that he says is
klomar,
as if to say. Klomar is when Rashi or Tosfos use klomar, is when they're forced to say that something is the pshat, but it's not necessarily the way we would have most obviously interpreted it. So klomar, what does that statement now mean? Lo ayri kishahoyso lo idis umachra. We're not talking about a case when he had idis and sold it. Ella, says Tosfos, this statement, if I make the statement that we're not talking about a case when I had idis and sold it, there are two possibilities as to what this statement means. Right? One possibility is that I never had idis and therefore never sold it, right? Which is what we assumed as the pashup shot, meaning the Gemara before said we're talking about a case where he had idis and sold it. Now we're talking about a case where he didn't have idis and sold it. I mean, the whole proposition is out. And therefore, never had idis at all is one possibility. But Tosfos says that another possibility, another possibility is?
How we didn't sell it.
Yes, right? Shalom haislam idis umachra. But I still have idis. I have idis, but I didn't sell it. Says Tosfos. One second. Says Tosfos. Both of those are what the brisa. One brisa means one, and one means the other. So kulei alma is lo haisa lo idis umachra. But each brisa is talking about a different understanding of it. Look inside, says Tosfos. Oh, see, Tosfos, klomar lo ayri idis lo idis umachra, ella rather bechada in one case. In one case, we are using understanding never number one. Me'olam, never did I have any idis at all. V'chadam ma'iri, and one's talking about, kishahaisalo v'adayin yishlo. And the other one is talking about when I had, and I still have. How does that answer anything? Which one is talking about which?
So Zion of Bed is talking about where you have.
No, that's on the
Aleph. Oh, no.
Very good, right? Rafim, right. This one, This one has to be talking about. Again, this was the one that was the problem. We wanted to know, how can you refer to this land as Bainan? Says Tosfos, you're right. The only way you can refer to this land as Bainanus is if he possesses another piece of land that's better, that's Idis. If he possesses another land that's Idis, why are the Nezikin getting from the Bainanus? Because we hold Bishalolam. And Bainan is Shalom, is Idis the Alma. So this piece of Bainanus is Idis. So therefore, the Nezikin gets from this piece of Bainanus. The Bachov and the Ksuas Isha get from Ziboris. How can we refer to this as Bainanus? Because he has another piece of land. He must have another piece of land. Didn't the Gemara say at the beginning, the Lohai Sol? No! It says he didn't have land that he sold! That he sold. That's the only difference what we're changing. But he has land. He has land. Why did the Gemara say it in that confusing way? Look over to cover both cases. Again, it's highlighting that this is different. We're taking the Mechira out of it. The Mechira was the linchpin of the previous case. Right? In the Teretz number one, the whole answer was rooted in Machra. So the Gemara wanted to highlight in the second one that Machra is not the issue. Machra is not the issue. So we want to isolate out and get rid of Machra. But once we get rid of Machra, there are two options over here. So in the case on Zion and Beis, in the case over here, he doesn't have any of this. Because if he had Idis over here that he didn't sell,
same question.
Then what?
It'd be the same question. How could it be?
Then the Nezah, no, and the Nezah would collect from it. Because this Bainanus is not equivalent to a Shalom.
Oh, but also Tosfos' question.
No, you don't need to come on to Tosfos' question.
Oh, it's only
Tosfos' question is only applicable over here. In this case, if he had a piece of land that's Idis, and this Bainanus, as you guys all told me over here, is worth less than the Idis, then this is Idis. If this is Idis, then the Nezikin gets over here and the Bachov gets over here. So the Din would be wrong. The Din would be wrong. In this case, he's not asking about the Din. He says, I don't understand what the Braisa is talking. The Braisa makes no sense. How can you claim that this piece of land is Bainanus if by every count, whether it's Shalom or whether it's Shalom, it's considered to be Idis? Yes.
So this case over here, that's number one?
The case on Zion of Abayz is using the definition of number one.
Correct.
He never had any Idis. He never had any Idis at all. Because if he did, and he still possesses it, because we know he has to, he still possesses it, because he didn't sell it, then the Nezikin would be able to collect from the Idis. Yes, Racham.
Zion of Abayz had Idis. Does it have to be equal to the whole of Idis, or less than the whole?
It would have to be, well, equal to or greater. That has to be in that category. So if the Bainanus is not equal to it and I have better land, then the Idis is, even if it's much, you know, better than the lower Idis, that's still Idis. Again, in the case on Zion and Mabez, if my Bainanus does not qualify be Idis Shalom, and again, if Idis Shalom has no cap, there's no ceiling. Idis Shalom, just to give some numbers on it, Idis Shalom would be if it's $500 per square feet or if it's $1,500 per square feet. There's no cap on it. So if I have any piece that is considered to be Idis, that's the pieces that I'd have to pay from.
Even though it's less than greater than the Olam, doesn't matter.
Well, then what makes it Idis? I mean, then is it personal Idis? Okay. Yeah, then you have to pay for that one because it's at least your personal one. Everybody's going to agree that you have to pay from your, even if you hold Bishal Olam, if the only one that you have is less, then you're still going to have to pay from the best one that you have. Yeah, we just didn't want to, if it pushes you further or not. Yeah?
And question number two. But doesn't the Braisa say that they only have this and this?
Which Braisa?
On Zion Beth.
He's saying that the Braisa is just talking about the ones that are significant for the halacha. That's what Tosfos is going to say. And when it comes to the halacha,
the Braisa says you only have Avis, you only have this, you only have this, you only have this.
That's the one for in terms of collection. Tosfos is going to say that in terms of collection. Now, why does the Gemara maybe come on to a third answer? Maybe it's what you're saying. Meaning, maybe in terms of you want to read Pashup Pshat, simplest Pshat on the Braisa, you're right. It's not the simplest understanding of the Braisa, but it's not a Kasha on the Braisa, because the Braisa wants to know in terms of what I can collect from. So if it would say that he had three pieces, it would just confuse things. The point here is that, right, we want to make sure to define that the Beinoness is the highest one that can be collected from. Aye, how can that be? Oh, if you hold the Shel Olam, then it can be. Because as long as the Beinoness equals the Idus Shel Olam, then you've already entered into that category. Sheila, you're good?
That's crazy. It's crazy stuff.
It's crazy stuff? It's simple pshat. Simple pshat. That's what it is. We've said nothing fancy today. Nothing fancy. The pshat of the Gemara is fancy. But again, no, nothing that's not in... We haven't said anything that's not in a Gemara, a Rashi, or a Tosfos. Yeah, Sheila?
Are we going to do the Rashi or the Mishnah Freyda?
That's on the second answer. That's on the next Dibayisim.
Yeah, we did it.
No, we don't do the first one. No. That we're not going to have time for today. That tomorrow we'll look at the next answer of the Gemara. And again, what Rachman is saying is true. I mean, you have to keep in mind if the Gemara is going to bring answer. Again, the Gemara brings four answers.
I don't know. Tomorrow is a abbreviated morning seder, so I don't know if we'll get through all four answers. The Gemara is going to have answer number three and answer number four. So answer number three is the next Ibayisema in the Gemara. So if you have that, another Ibayisema, so you know what Rachamim was sensitive to is what you have to always be thinking about, is that what they did not like about the previous one. So Rachamim pointed out one weakness, right? Which is that if there are three pieces of land in the Braisa on Chesem Beis, right? Why did the Braisa not mention it? The Braisa only mentions two pieces of land. So again, the simple response to it is that it's not important. It's not important to the halacha. It's important to understanding why it's Beinoness, but that doesn't matter for the halacha. As long as the Beinoness is what we're collecting from, it's fine. So that in and of itself is not significant. But again, it is an important question to keep in mind, is what's the weakness in each answer? Because if the Gemara is continuing the discussion, there must be something that is still bothering... That is still bothering the Gemara.
By the way, for the Zion of Bet, is the question on non-Chesim
Aleph? No. The one on Zion of Bet only has two pieces of land. The one on Chesim Aleph has three pieces of land.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
On the same page?
Yeah.
I'm a little bit confused. So, at the end of the day, if you want to say that Chesim Aleph is the case where you have it, but you didn't sell it, so then... According to Shel Olam, because that's how we're assessing it, so yeah, like, Beinoness of Shel Olam is equal to Idus, that's why the Nizak gets in the Beinoness, but if you have Idus, you have Idus based on what? Yourself?
Mm-hmm.
But I thought we don't take Shel Olam into consideration.
We don't, but it's enough that we can, describe in the case, we can call it Beinoness, because it's personal Beinoness, that's the Chiddush. The Braisa wants to highlight that we don't go after his personal. His personal is only Beinoness, but we don't go by Shel Olam. It's exactly the highway of Shalom.
Is Idus of Olam? If it's Beinoness, is Idus of Olam? Shouldn't Idus also be part of Idus of Olam?
Yes.
And then, so then you could ask why the Nizak doesn't take from his other one.
Because it's Bishal Olam. It's exactly the point. You answered your own question. What's the Nafkamina? What's the Nafkamina whether you hold Shalom or Shalom?
What's considered Idus? Either it was Beinoness and his...
In general. Don't give me fancy terms. Practically. What's the difference between Shel Olam and Shel Olam? Where do you see the Nafkamina the most? Is if you have three lands that all qualify as Idus, Bishel Olam, if you hold Bishel Olam, you can give your cheapest one. If you hold, because you're giving Idus, that's all. If you hold Shalom, you're always going to have to go up to the top one. So that's exactly the point. You answered your own question. Yeah, Ryan. Very simple. They're both talking about a case, right, where you did not possess Idus that you sold. Where you did not sell Idus. I guess that's what I'm saying. Is that true in both cases?
It doesn't say that.
What do you mean? Shelo haisolo Idus
Umachra. Didn't have Idus.
That he sold.
It doesn't say that he sold.
Umachra. What's Umachra?
It's just say Dumachra. I don't know.
So how do you translate this in English?
What I'm originally reading out like,
by the way, we originally understood it, that you never did this at all.
Split. Don't, not conceptually, how you understand it. How do you translate those words into English?
Give me a confused explanation.
That's not what the words mean. That's how you understood, that's what you extrapolate from the words. What do the words mean?
How can you sell something that you
they both sell? Didn't have Idus, and he sold them.
So what does that mean?
Doesn't make sense.
Right. So you have to make it make sense. The Tosfos is saying, The only way to make it make sense, and that the brisa still makes sense, is that it's saying that in neither case did you have iddis that you sold. Because shalom, iddis u'machra.
What is machra with a
hey? Sold it.
It?
Hasada, yeah.
Why is there a sold one?
Because that's exactly the point. It's not talking about shalom, hai, shalom, iddis, because in this case, you actually have iddis. But it's like you don't have iddis that you sold.
Right.
And you sold it. That's exactly what gives Tosos the ability to say this chat.
Where does person sell
it? That cannot be. Yeah, that's exactly it. That's what the Gemara is highlighting. Tosos' answer is that the Gemara did not. Not that the Gemara stuck this in order to confuse us. The Gemara stuck this line in order to highlight that we're moving away from answer number one, because answer number one was completely contingent on umachra, and now it's saying that it's not contingent on umachra. Is there a difference whether you actually have iddis or not? So he's saying yes.
So then are we good with Balaam?
Yes.
With
everybody. Yeah. Tosfos and Rashi are agreeing. Again, even this point, I don't know that Rashi disagrees. Rashi didn't say it, but he didn't say not this way either. Tosfos is saying a side point of pshat. He's bothered by, I don't understand. I agree with Rashi that we're both of these answers have to be assuming b'shel olam. And at this point, Rabbi Abba's got himself a problem.
Both of you want
answer,
right?
No, answer number two assumes Mishalolam. Answer number one assumes Mishalolam. But answer number two, both Brisos are understanding that it is Mishalolam. The only issue that remains is a slight shot problem that Tosos points out. And Tosos answers it.
Does not number one
take everybody, answer number two denies answer number one. They're mutually exclusive. You can't hold to both of them. They're opposite. In terms of paskening, you know, I don't know how you decide which one to accept, but they are mutually exclusive. You can't hold the both answers. Yeah.
Sounds similar to Tom.